Yes, sir. Live and direct right here on KEXP. KEXP.org is the afternoon show. My name is Larry Mizell Jr. Live in the live room right now, we got Denzel Curry.
Yo.
What's happening?
Oh, what's good?
Yo, thank you for being here, family.
Yeah, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
How you doing, though?
Man, I'm excited. I've been a fan of yours since Raider Clan days, so
oh,
see you up in here. I'm stoked.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who was in Raider Clan in those days, especially my boy Key Nayada.
Shout out to Key. All day.
You know what I'm saying? Seattle's actually from Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yes, indeed. So I know you got a new album, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future.
Yes, sir.
And you got some new cuts to perform off it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it.
All right, let's go. Hey, yo, Posh.
What's up?
Man, let's run this thing, man.
Take a ride on my train of thought. Fundamentals, what I bought, penny less. I awake to emptiness enlightened. 26 years on earth, my soul fighting. Habits that inhabit my body, I took a liking to my lifestyle. Battling stress the size of Goliath. Slingshots plus hard rocks, these stones getting thrown. My temptations are amplified when I get alone. Try to separate the action from the man. I wholeheartedly understand why I need to grow even though I'm grown. If I did you wrong, I vow to make it right. Judge me off appearance, it was said to me I'm impolite. Ice remain in freeze mode, I'm stuck in fight or flight. I'm deflecting my daily problems within my daily life. Recognizing patterns of my own demise. Why I feel like hiding the truth is finding a lie. Dealt with thoughts of suicide, women I've objectified. Couldn't see it through my eyes, so for that I apologize. I'm desensitized, working hard to empathize. Strung out of love, addiction, and groupies when souls collide. I've been this way since the day I turned 6. I've been touched before, way before I touched mine. Now I'm almighty pushing through the pain. The almighty cushions to the flame. The burnt and burning bushes in my brain. I had to make an effort, double overtime to change. Had to journal my journey and mistakes I made on the way. Manipulation to get what I want. Getting very distant after I got what I need. Writing, rapping with some whiskey, women, wars, and weed. Narrating all these conflicts and top it off with greed. I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking. Me and my so-called best friends don't speak often. Blaming me for everything when they can't point fingers at themselves. So be grateful I offer the help. Being aware is my definition of melt. My eyes see imperfections within myself. Cracked images, bad luck, and broken mirrors. Funny how I see impermanence so clearer. I dedicate this to the ones I hurt. It's time to get my spirit right on earth before my sins become an evil curse. Conquer thirst, can't revert to who I was at first. I channel God through this verse. Accountability, I take responsibility for all my actions, I pack them in these soliloquies. Just because we're not friends don't mean we're enemies. Thank you all for listening, sending y'all with good energy. Mel. Hey, yo, Pac. I got this little saying that goes like this, and I want these people at home to say it, like, I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
I keep walking, I keep walking, I keep walking.
Mel. Yeah, that was Mel Session 1 on my new album, Mel My Eyes, See Your Future. If you don't have it, you better go get it. If you never heard it, you better listen to it.
Denzel Curry, live on KEXP.
Yes, sir. Man, I got another one for him. is one of my favorites right here. Go a little something like this. It goes, walking with my back to the sun, keep my head to the sky. Me against the world is me, myself, and I like daylight. Got in touch with my soul, treading softly on the path down the rockiest road. Life isn't ice cream without monopoly dough. The property grows in value, and rightfully so, I gotta have it. I see the way the people get treated is problematic. They ready to set us up for failure, it's systematic. But when I felt it, my eyes melted. The selfish are constantly profiting off the helpless. I never do my team green, make the team green like the Celtics. The ones that ain't making it overzealous, they show and tell us throughout history. Earning cheddar, they form and break out nickel plated chrome Berettas. The same old story in a whole different era. I'm watching massacres turn to running mascara. But anywho, for the pain, see what this Henny do. As we can see what lies beneath, as we pull up a swig of truth. The sun sets as I sip a few. The sky turns a different hue, farther from the color blue. The nighttime has arrived, I recline for the evening. I'm hawking down the next goal, the name's Ace Steven. I started in a nightmare, so bitch me, I'm dreaming. I'm killing off my demons, cause my soul's worth redeeming. Excuse my language. Sorry about that. As I smoke my cigarette, which I don't even smoke. Walking on this dirty ass road. Clear a path as I keep on walking. Ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. Naked pinkies popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. Naked pinkies popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. With my back against the sun, I've been running all my life. That's way before my life begun. Since my birth and seconds on earth, I've been the first one to confront all of these cycles that get recycled, making it stifle while I stunt. Roll me up so I forget it, but in the details look so vivid. Went through a lot of stuff in the last year. Never said effing on my end of my business. I've been 180 to talk to one lady. She been regulating on how I feel. Describe it as raw and real. I'm giving you all the ears. I'm tearing up like I'm on Dr. Phil. Hey, ain't no use, you gotta walk. Ain't no use, you gotta walk. Who the hell said stop the chat, bro? Let a real rapper talk. I walk from the women, I walk from the friendship, I walk from some ditches. And lately, my brother, I'm feeling indifferent. I wish y'all the best and believe that I meant it. Hey, sentence, run on sentence. Pray to God for repentance. Beat the odds at all costs, so I won't share with my infants. Hey, wait before he start crawling. Yeah, watch my sins keep balling. What? I just gotta stay focused. I just gotta keep walking. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get pinkies popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. Keep on walking, ain't no stopping in this dirty, filthy, rotten, nasty little world we call a home. They get pinkies popping. Ain't no option for my partners, so they resort to scams and robbing. Take away stress, we ganja copping. Blow it all out, it's all forgotten. My eyes, they melt my eyes.
KEXP, Denzel Curry, live and direct right here. Yes. That was Walking.
Yes, sir.
That's a jam. Up next, we got Troubles.
Yeah. All right, you ready, man?
I'm ready.
Let's you go. Show, man?
I'm ready.
All right, man.
Let's go.
Shout out to T-Pain, by the way.
Got some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We might struggle because life sucks. Ain't you happy when your ass get rich?
Don't want money cause I'm banging. Got some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We might struggle because life sucks. Think you happy when your ass get rich. Don't want money cause I'm banging.
I just lost my house to the drought, ayy. Now I'm staying on my mama couch, ayy. Told me get a job or to bounce, ayy. Never paid a bill, I cop an ounce, ayy. I can spend a 20 on a dub, but I can't even spend it on some stuff I really love. I need some TLC, but women treat me like a scrub. I gotta drop my mama, call her, pull up to the club. Ain't nothing left to do, but now brother gotta hustle. I got it out the mud and then I did it off the muscle. Maneuver through the game, I put my brothers in a huddle. Now we all just running routes and fitting pieces to the puzzle. Everybody say,
got some problems that the music can't fix.
Can't fix.
Whole squad, everybody on.
Get on my dude.
More money, more problems, and we lit. All my exes texting saying I ain't rich. They say get the bag, go and be yourself. Pretty say I need to be myself. When I was down bad and I needed help, passing by me on the street, you should have seen yourself. Yeah, how did you not remember how it was then?
Brothers in the huddle, now we all just running rounds and fitting pieces to the puzzle. Everybody say,
got some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We might struggle because life sucks. Make you happy when your ass get rich. Got my money cause I'm bad, hey.
Got some troubles that these drugs can't fix. We might struggle because life sucks. Make you happy when your ass get rich. Got my money cause I'm bad, hey.
Hey yo man, this is one of my favorite songs, man. Shout out to T-Pain. Shout out to Kenny Beats and DJ Khalil.
Denzel Curry live on KEXP.
Yes, sir.
I know we got just one more.
Hey, there's one more, man. Look, let me tell you something. Yeah, I cursed on this one so much, man. So I can't even make you no promises right now.
Hey, I believe in you.
So if I, you know what I'm saying? If I slip up, I know y'all can't edit this out. So I'm going to do my best to not curse. You feel me? And I know I could do it.
You got this.
I got this.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? What's up, camera person? Can I just, camera person? Okay. Camera person over here. Camera person over there. Camera person over there. This is just a camera. You know what I'm saying? Just got to, you know, get the technology got that going on.
All the angles covered.
All
you know
the
what
angles.
Saying?
I don't know how y'all do it. How y'all do it? We in the future right now.
That's right.
Man, my eyes see your future out now. All right. Hey, yo, you ready, Posh?
I'm ready, bro. All
right, man. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I got this one, man.
You got this one?
Yeah, I got this one, man.
Alright.
Okay, all these beats go dumb in the stereo, but I'm just too smart for the radio. Mask on when I'm rocking the studio. Mask on when I'm back in the studio. Mac ain't make it till 27. Pop ain't make it till 26. Big ain't make it till 25. It's only right that I gotta get rich. Cut people off and I curse people out. People thirsty for help, but I said it's a drought. People envy when you're famous first. They don't know what their name is worth. Please excuse my grammar. See my ops been filled with ammo. This game like Home Depot, cause they got keys, rolls, and hammers. Filled with gangsters, killers, and scammers. Who was out dozen bullets and cameras. When you broke, people won't throw slander. Get money, now they ass can't stand us. I want a whole lot of green and a pair of nice jeans. Shopping with a new beam and a pair of ice creams. Ever since I was a teen, I've been focused on the cream, on the clothes and the kicks.
Let's go.
And I don't want a car, I want an X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I don't want a car, I want an X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. New mind state in a new spot.
TikTok, got a new watch. It's my time now with my G-Shock. Fur coat fresh off a Sasquatch. Told me to keep it PC. Nah, homie, I'ma let the Mac pop. Everybody wanna be the man. I'm the brother counting money in a backdrop. Oh, shh. Make you figure that I'm sick as lubricant. Young and super rich, moving through the city where your Uber went. Am I killing it or am I losing it? Said accountant, she by count dollars. Riding high Chevy Impala. If I make my whip an inch taller, then I upgrade to a Skywalker. Rap elite on top tier. Killer game, then drop tears. Cast up, I'm Scarecrow. I reveal your worst fears. People work hard till they on Star Island, but I won't stop till I own Star Island. Money stacked up, better just keep piling. Drop top windshield, Audi 5000.
I don't wanna call, wanna X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I wanna call, wanna X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I wanna X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I wanna call, wanna X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam.
And I think that's my last track, pimp.
Yes, indeed. Denzel Curry, live and direct, Carroll City's finest.
What's let's happening? Go, let's go.
Yo, again, thank you for coming through. Really, really glad to have you up in the space.
Nah. Thank you for having me in this space.
For sure. Your music is always represented progression, you know, from album to album. You've shown different identities, different sides of yourself. It just seems like you're a person who really values like learning and progression that comes through in all your music.
Well, it's about the human experience first, you know, so you got to be able to grow, you know what I'm saying? And, and majority of the time when I'm making this music, I'm going through something. So, and then those be hard lessons or just like easy lessons that I had to learn over life and in a lifetime. So I treat them like chapters. And then each chapter you got to grow. You feel me?
That's right.
You know, you had to watch Simba grow up in The Lion King, right? So
that's
I'm
right.
just a young Simba trying to grow up into the king I'm supposed to be. You feel me?
That's right. And you that's funny you say that because you make a lot of dope references to sci-fi, anime, everything. You got a song on the new record talking about Zatoichi.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Okay, so when I first was constructing Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, right? And I used to have, I did several plans. And one of those plans that I did mock-up tracks where I just put up fake names or what I would potentially name stuff on an album, right? And Zatoichi was the only one out of all those names that made it because Powers came to the studio, made the beat. Well, actually, he played the beat for me. And I was already intrigued, and then when the drum and bass part came in, I was like, oh, and then when I started writing it, the name Zatoichi came up, and I was like, I'm Zatoichi leading the blind, pressure get applied, they cut my brothers down in their prime, calling Father Time. So I was like, okay, this the only name for the mock-up tracks that actually made it to be a real track, so that's what it was.
And that character is what, a blind sword maker?
Yeah, he's a blind sword maker and a swordsman.
That's right.
Actually, you know. And basically, my whole analogy for Zatoichi was, you know, you got the title Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. If you melt your eyes, you're automatically going to be blind, but your other senses is going to be heightened. You feel me? So my whole thing about Zatoichi was the blind leading the blind. Like, we all say, you need to do this, you need to do that on a daily basis to people, and we're not even following suit for real.
Sure.
You know, because we trying to figure out our own path. Halfway, and people follow leaders blindly, ironically, you know what I'm saying? Even though we're like, okay, follow me, I know where we're going, but truthfully, that's your path. You don't know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? You leading people to like a path that's set for you and not for them. You get me?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've blazed your own path as a soloist for years now. I was wondering if you could tell me, you know, break down your album title, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future.
Okay, so when I made Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, right, as a title, I did this on September 2nd, 2018. That's when I came up with the name for it. And I was just like, man, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly is a hard title. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is a hard title. So when I came up with Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, I was just like, that's just a hard-ass title, right? And then over time, when I started making, you know, the tracks for it and everything, which happened during the height of quarantine, like when it first started, right? I was just like, man, it became more and more and more about my awareness and my self, you know, realization. So the first half, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, it's like melting the perception of who I thought I was, because when I didn't have people around me to validate my feelings or who I am as a person, like, oh, you're this greatest rapper, you're God, you're this and that, which will pump your ego, essentially. Like, I had to figure that out for myself, and I really had to dig down and dig deep of who I really am, you know? And I was being distracted by so much stuff, I couldn't really find that.
I feel it. Tell me, let's take it back, talking about who you are. Let's take it back to Carroll City for everybody who doesn't know where that's at. You want to talk about where you're from?
Okay, look, I'm from Carroll City. You know what I'm saying? Most people call it Miami Gardens now, or Murder Gardens, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm from Carroll City, straight up. You know what I'm saying? CC. That's where Gunplay's from. That's where Rick Ross is from. Flo Rida, Briscoe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on. Young Breed. Yeah. Just like that whole borough, mm-hmm. right? I'm from there. You feel me? Raised in a house, you know, full of brothers. One mother, one father. And, yeah, it was, you know, just growing up there in Carroll City. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's right next to Opa-locka. And then if you go further down, you know, if you go towards the south, you'll be in Liberty City, Overtown, Ghouls, Kendall, all those places, right? But I'm from the north side of Miami. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm from.
Okay. When you were a kid growing up, what were you listening to? I've always wondered what your, like, influences are. Who were some of your favorites?
You know what's crazy? Like, as a kid, my first album I ever bought was Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor. That was the first album I ever bought in my life. And then it just progressed from there. My brother put me onto Kid Cudi back in the day. Mm-hmm. My brother used to sell bootlegs. My oldest brother, he passed away. He used to sell bootlegs, and he used to have bootlegs of Kanye West's Graduation. We would listen to that. Mm-hmm. He'll have Dedication 2 from Lil Wayne, and of course, all the Carters. You know what I'm saying? Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3.
Yes, sir.
You know, we was listening to that on the Xbox, you feel me? And yeah, man, Jeezy was part of that. My brother, who's close to me in age, put me on the Gucci Mane, and I wasn't really into Gucci Mane until he put me on Waka Flocka, and I was like, I like Flocka.
Sure.
And then I was like, when he went to college, I was like, man, let me see what Gucci Mane really about. And then I went back and I was like, damn, he's hard. It's like, you
no
know.
Doubt.
But yeah, man, so I'm into like a lot of stuff, man. Pantera, like
okay.
The group Pantera.
That's what's up.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because we was getting tired of listening to 99 Jams all the time, because they'll have the same rotation with DJ Khaled and all that stuff, uh-huh. right? So we would fall asleep to the metal station.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Diverse tastes. I was asking that because, you know, you said you're 26.
Well, actually, I'm 27. It's just now. Like when I made this album, I was 25, and then gotcha. I was turning 26, and then I hit 27. That's when everything was completed.
Right. Well, you have like a almost classical kind of sensibility. You remind me of like cats from the 90s, but not outdated, totally contemporary. You know what I mean? The way you project your voice and everything. How did you learn to kind of project your voice the way you do?
Man, you ever listen to Big L?
All day.
Yeah, that's how.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I was listening to Big L, Digging in the Crates, Children of the Corn. Of course, I was listening to Nas. Nas was one of the few artists that from that time period that I was really into. Mm-hmm. Also, Jay-Z. Jay-Z was a huge influence as well, because, you know, I still have debates to this day with, you know, my manager and everybody about, like, what was better, Ether or Takeover? When I was young, it was Ether. Now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, Takeover is pretty
Takeover,
fly.
Thank you. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah, when I first heard Illmatic, man, and I was like, damn, I want to rap like that. You feel me? And then, you know, that wasn't really like, I'm from the South. So all that New York stuff, they wasn't really into that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they was into Trick Daddy, Ross. And Ross really brought the lyrical stuff down there. You
yes.
feel me? So when it came down to what was going on, you know, and the stuff that I like, people was like, oh, so you from New York now? Because I like MF Doom and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nah, I just like this. The way they rap, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Like hip-hop.
Yeah, I like hip-hop.
Right.
So it doesn't need to be any genre. So when I was in Raider Clan, which we brought up, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Actually, when I first joined, Key was the first person to hit me up like, yo, I'm in Raider Clan too. I was like, oh, man.
That's what's up.
You know, and me and him are friends to this day. Like, he come to my house every day, you know?
Shout out to Key Nayada, man.
Key Nayada, that's my boy. Yeah, man, so I remember just being a Raider Clan, and then the Memphis influence as a teenager mm-hmm. became like prevalent. And that's when I was like, I want to do what that guy does. And I was pointing at Lord Infamous and
okay.
what
Tommy Wright
does. Yeah, 3-6 Mafia, definitely. And it just over time, I was just rapping like Lord Infamous, till I got the flow down. Once I got the flow down and everything like that, I started adding in like topics that I actually was going through, because Perp was like, hey, give them that funk or give them that realness. And I'll mm-hmm. start talking about stuff that was happening in Carroll City, like on some real, like, yo, this happened
yeah.
here, you know? And then when we was making Nostalgic with me, Posh, which is he also produces as well. And, you know, you got Mark. When we was constructing the first album, I just took my influences, all the New York influences that you had, and I took the Lord Infamous flows and all that stuff, and I put them together. And then not also mixing the Raider Clan aesthetic with the Metro Zoo aesthetic when it came down to the videos. And that's how I ended up making my own style.
I love it. Hip hop family tree. I know some historians out there have been following you for years and loving this story right now.
Man. Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a long time. I've been in this game since I was like, what, 16, 17. You know, I'm 27 now.
Did you ever think you'd be like living a life as a professional rapper?
You know, I was actually talking with Mark and Posh about this the other day. And me and Posh was on stage. We was doing sound check. And I looked at him and I was just telling him, like, bro, one decision changed both of our lives forever. It not only did it change my life and his life, it also changed Ronnie J's life too. Because we remember where he was at. He was just going to Barry University. And now he's like one of the top producers in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? So one decision changed a lot of our lives.
That perspective and how you think about just walking through, you know, your path through the earth, it comes through in your music all the time. You know, you're not caught up in the trappings and everything.
No, I mean, there were times where I did get trapped in those, in those, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, your path is not linear. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to go A to Z right now. You got to go through B and C and D and E and F and the rest of the alphabet, you know? So it's not just one linear path, you know? So you got to go through all these places. You got to do side missions. We was just talking about that. It's kind of like GTA. You got to do these side missions to get to keep going for your, you know, regular missions. You know what I mean?
To get the most out of the game, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, thank you for your perspective and your music. What's next? What do you got cooking?
What I got cooking next is nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna do this tour. You feel me?
You kicking back?
Yeah, I'm kicking back. Well, I can't kick at all because I got a messed up ACL right now,
I meant to ask you about that.
Man, I got a huge scar. You want to see this? All right, cool, cool.
I forgot, my man. You tore your ACL this month?
Nah, I tore it in December, man. And I was, okay. And you know what's crazy? I tore it wrestling around, playing around with somebody in the gym. And then I didn't notice it at first. And then I went into sparring because I be, like, doing martial arts for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went into sparring, and then it buckled when I tried to throw a kick. And I was like, what happened? And then it got swelled up. And then, you know, it was cool. I told my teacher, I was like, I think I should sit out. He was like, yo, it's either you want to do this or you don't. But he didn't know I had a torn ACL, though. So I was like, I'm going to do this. And I fought people with a torn ACL.
Wow.
I was like sparring people with a torn ACL, yo. It was crazy.
And I know you've performed a show in a wheelchair when you were injured before. You've been hurt a couple times, like, on stage or around there.
Yeah.
You know, just going hard.
Man, I go crazy, pimp.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you for bringing that energy in here, G.
Oh, I'm glad to be in there.
Most definitely.
Like, I messed up a little bit. Almost messed around a set of curves. I'm like, honestly, you know what I'm saying?
You good. Denzel Curry, he's going to be Portland, Oregon at the Crystal Ballroom on Thursday, April 7th. Just played in Seattle, am I right? How was that?
Hey, man, Seattle turnt.
It was going off.
I like turnt.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I mean, Seattle always goes up, though.
Right.
I like Seattle. I want to go visit Bruce Lee's grave before I get out of here.
Make sure you do.
You know what I'm saying? I got it tatted right here, man.
So that's what's up.
I got him. I got Malcolm. I was going to fill up this whole arm with just, like, mad people. So it was going to be Bruce, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying, Tupac, and my brother was going to be on top. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I got my Malcolm shirt on today, man.
Oh, I see you. I see you.
Yes, sir.
I be feeling conflicted when I eat pork. So I was like, like, don't look at this, Malcolm.
Hey, yeah, close your eyes.
Close your eyes, Malcolm.
Denzel Curry live on KEXP, KEXP.org. Check him out. Get that new album, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. Just came out last month. And he's going to be touring and, you know, chilling for a minute probably.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to chill. And then next year my plan is, you know, whatever, if God allows me, because God got his own plan set for me already. So I'm just going to see, like, hey, next year, you know, after I do touring this year and stuff like that, I'm going to try to go to Thailand, you know what I mean? You know, visit Australia, you know, do shows out there.
Nice.
Do my thing.
Okay, that's what's up. World traveler Denzel Curry. Go see him all around the globe right here on KEXP 90.3 FM, KEXP.org. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for supporting all we do here at KXP. You can make a donation at kxp.org. Keep it going. You have these incredible live sessions. This is the afternoon show. My name is Larry Mizell Jr. Thank you for being here.